Ah, yeah, I see.
Sorry, there's a question this one.
Excuse me.
There's a question this way here.
One second. Give me one second. I'll give you one second, and then we'll give you one second, and then I'll be happy to hear what you have to say. Zeichen nicht was Ali Murray, Zeichen nicht so Pilchus, Zeichen nicht was Daniel Shane, was Yeshua Fowles. Okay, one second. Before we begin, we have a lot of interesting people here. First, we have Harav HaGaon Rav Ezra Hagler here, who was the Shear assistant, and he just had a baby girl, Avigail Toibel.
Mazel tov.
So that itself requires some singing before we do anything. Simen tov,
mazel tov,
heilanu. Ulechol Yisrael, Simen tov, mazel tov, heilanu. Ulechol Yisrael, Simen tov, mazel tov, Simen tov, mazel tov, heilanu. Okay, so and who's Ellie Cooperman? Are you new here? Ellie Cooperman, welcome. Hello. Okay. Okay, we welcome you.
Whether you're there or not.
Okay. Harav Joseph Frink wanted to ask a question.
Yeah, yesterday you mentioned the sheet that's beside your bone about if you, that even if you say that if you miss a day, then you can continue down with the bracha. If you miss the first day, then you can't.
So, that's why I said I had to give the first day of Shir. So I couldn't miss the first day of his Zman. So we made sure we had this meal because it's like missing the first day of Sphira.
So does that mean that halacha were saying that if you missed the first day of Sphira, then you did no purpose in counting that bracha?
No, because it's only according to maybe Rav Sadi, you know. Not saying we've asked it like that.
Well, Bahag itself would say that they.
But Bahag itself says when you miss one day, then you're finished.
And you shouldn't even have the breath.
I mean, what's his Russian? Let's see his Russian.
Right, so
they decided
to go and
eat
it. He says that if you miss the first day, you shouldn't be counting. So that means that if we pass an halacha, that if you miss the first day, you shouldn't count that. Oh, there's no first count.
According to our side, you know.
And he's the one who's more male. And come home according to
Bag, if you miss any day, you're finished.
So Sadi going to more male.
And he says
the first day.
Right.
So then that's all she does.
Okay, and then all the other Rishonim say you miss any day, you can still count.
With the bracha.
It's the Rambam. Never heard of such a thing. Never heard of such a thing. Okay. So we've been talking yesterday. We started talking about Rashi Shita. So Rashi, it's called a different place. Let's look at Avudraham, page 13. Avudraham is one of the classical Svarim. Kasav Machzor Vitri, Amispalim Atzibim Vod Yom. So if somebody is davening with the tzibur mibodyom, and Rabbi Walter said he thinks alada means plug mincha.
Oh, what else could it mean?
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Okay, let's assume like him. Yeah. Even though I'd like to point out that there's a machlokas when it's plag mincha. Is plag mincha now recorded from shkia or from teis? Because if you hold like Rabbeinu Tam, then plag mincha is an hour and a quarter before teis, not before shkia. And therefore, plag mincha basically is around shkia. That's the sheet I like. That's why I try to avoid. The old minhag was the early 7 o'clock. Every shul had the 7 o'clock minhag. So, and then people said, "No, it's Tati Sastri. It's bad. It's bad." So I'm a big fan of the old 7 o'clock. Why? So Rabbi Yaakov Hoffman pointed out, and because of what Rabbi Yaakov Hoffman from the Bridge Shul said, because if you do the plag, that the from plag milcha minyan, that became the thing, then according to Rabbeinu Tam, you do it before plag milcha, because you do plag milcha based on the gra, and I'm a believer that, I mean, the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch passed like Rabbeinu Tam. Now, even if you want to say, but I don't do Rabbeinu Tam, I don't keep 72 minutes. No, but I'm a big believer of the Milchus Kohen. And the Milchus Kohen says that 72 minutes is if you can't see the stars. But if you can see the stars, then by 45 minutes, that's Rabbeinu Tam, and that's where Moshe held. So the people who think they're not doing Rabbeinu Tam, they are doing Rabbeinu Tam. So then if you do Rabbeinu Tam, then maybe you should be counting the hour and a quarter from the 45, and therefore, but if you're doing it an hour and a quarter before Shkia, and you're doing the 6:30, 6:15, it could be you're doing it before Plag Milchi. I like that. I'm very into that spot.
That's the Rabbeinu Tam.
Today it's, today this other thing has been caught on. But I'm still believe that I would do it, b'shas adchak to daven. But I'd sooner daven at 7 o'clock. And I hold it's not tarted sasri. Anyway, it's not my chiddush that, because when you have a kabbal shabbos in between, it's not tarted sasri. So I'm a big believer to go back to the original, 7 o'clock, and stop at this early thing, 6:15. And that's my like Rabbi Yaakov Hoffman pointed out. I agree with him, and that's. But now once something gets accepted, and then the people get, they can't deal with people. I'm also a believer to do Yontif Sheni Bisman, not to make early. That's becoming a thing now. They make early Yontif on the second day of Yontif.
I've only seen them on the second day of Shabbos.
Okay, so I'm telling you.
They're doing it when it's not Shabbos?
Yeah. Yeah. Right. But that's becoming a thing these days. So,
no, it's driving it. You can't keep the kids up. It's driving it.
No, but they're doing it now, even when they're even in a situation where there's no kids. They just don't want to make even without the kids, they're doing it. What?
Why?
Because people feel hungry.
Second day Shabbos is a different story. That's a good reason.
Yeah, okay, so the Shabbos because you have a higher level of Kedusha. Second day Shabbos, even though it's not my favorite, but that I could more into than second day Yontif. So, what can I tell you? Oh, so the Avudram. Well, it's the box of victory. This is Rashi's practice. The people were davening Bibod Yom. Okay, Plag Mitzvahs, Bibod Yom. And so he would count with the, and ostensibly the people were counting with a bracha. With a bracha. So if you daven, if you say after Shkia, and you count with a bracha, so Pashtus is Sphere Bismanazah. See, the din of Plag Mincha is whenever there's a din derabanan, so Plag Mincha is Laila Fidini derabanan. Neiris Chanukah, you can daven Plag Mincha, all the davening Mariv, all the din. So Sphere is also derabanan. So Fidinim derabanan, and when you go after Shkia, so that's going to be Plag Mincha even according to Rabbi Natan. So that's okay. So you can count. So, but Rashi didn't want to count with a bracha. So he's moaning mohem below bracha. So he would count without a bracha, and then he said, if I'll remember later on, so I'll count again with a bracha. And if I forget, that's why I counted before. That was Rashi. Rashi used to do this.
Rashi. There's also a practical consideration.
And it's quoted all over this Rashi. It's quoted, the Avudraham quotes it, and in the Machzor Vitri, and in the Sefer Ora, and the Tshuvas HaRashba has a discussion of this.
So he's doing a mitzvah tonight?
And that's, you should know, when Larry Brochus Rav Shechter many years ago, he pointed out, first Tosis and Shas. You know, you always think that Rabbi Natan is always the latest Shita. Right, Rabbi Natan Shita. But Rabbi Natan is the one who says you can say Kriya Shema from Plag Mincha. That's the first Tosis and Shas. You could say, you can be Yotze Kriya Shema from Plag Mincha. So Rav Shechter pointed out, from his Plag Mincha. Yeah, that was a discussion of Rav Shechter, whatever.
Still there.
Yeah, still early. In other words, it might not work if you're doing it, say, after Shkia, so it'll be his Plag Mincha, even though it's not, right? So you could be Yotze.
That's because he holds...
The Shagat Sagi says, because the Rabbi Tam L'Shitaso holds Kriya Shema as the Rabbanan. Kriya Shema as the Rabbanan. The Sheet of Shmuel, right? The Kriya Shema as the Rabbanan. So if Krishna's Drabanan, you could there's a sheet in the Gemara that says Krishna's Drabanan. We usually assume not that way. But the Shagasari says that's Pshat in the Rebbe's time. So the question is, so what's Pshat in this Rashi?
Because Rashi and the Krishna repeating after.
Yeah, in other words, right. But the question is over here, if you were already Yotze with, people sure were saying with a bracha. And Rashi said, I'm going to count and say without a bracha, and then I'll count later with a bracha. That was Rashi's minute. So the question is that they ask is, but if he was Yotze with the first Sphira, so then how could you count with a bracha the second Sphira if you were Yotze? So what do you say to that?
He made a Tanai.
Well, so Rabbi Ravi says maybe you say it all tonight. But is that, and that's one of the, Rav Katan liked to point out in the footnote. He has that one of the shot. But does it really say that he said it? Look in the matzah on page 10. Rabbi Hispal Shal Avis Biyom, Vlorotel of Arachal Sphere, so Omer Machair, he had Doak Shemiasim, Rachel of Atala. The Sophari Machairim, Vlobirich. He used to name him, so you're Zulama. Omer Hashem Eshkach Nutsa Kerech Mikan Mikan. So the shaila is on page 10 in the bottom. That's where Rav Katan was put together. So how do you, so the first answer, he says, I'll give day tonight. Maybe, but do you have to verbalize tonight? And then there's the big question whether you can do a mitzvah tonight. Because if you look in the Oneg Yom Tov, the Oneg Yom Tov on page 28 and 29 has an interesting discussion. Because tonight is usually, his word is, and the Shefta says it's over, is, you know, you can't always say it tonight. But what's the idea of a Tanai? He says, Tanai, the only Gentif says like this, the difference between let's take a look. On page 28, 29. So he says a difference, and the Shefa says the difference between Kavana and Machshava. What does Kavana mean? Yeah, Chaim has on this, famous. So Kavana means you did the action, and you know what you're doing, but the action is what creates the chalos. But not the machshav. And that's why he says there's no tanai by chalitza. You can't make, why can't you make a tanai by chalitza? Do chalitza, I'll manas that it rains tomorrow. And it should only be, like I can make kaddish and isha, I'll manas that it rains tomorrow. Right? So why can't you make a tanai by kedushin and not a tanai by chalitza? So the idea is, and this Shach says Rav Chaim, and then this idea from the Oneg Yom Tov is because you can't make a tanai when the machshava is not creating the chalos. It's the maisa. You do a maisa. So you did a maisa. What do you mean make a tanai? I did a maisa. I can't make a tanai on this table. This table, I'll manas. It's a table. That's why I always had difficulty with Rav Moshe Shita that you can leave a wedding early if you have, you make a tanai that you're not having to bitstarif. What does it mean? I was at the meal with everyone else. So what does it mean? I'm not machav. It's a reality. It's a metzias. So you mean I make a tanai that I'm not? So I felt that very difficult. I think you could leave early for other reasons, because it's a chovas hatzibur, like Rav Yonason Steif says. That as long as there are 10 people who are left at the end, they'll say shavuot brachos. That's okay. So 10 people will stay, and then the family, they'll always stay. They'll always be there at the end. But not every guest has to stay till the end, even if you didn't make it tonight.
Do you remember Rafa saying that you're not planning on sitting with everybody? You don't have, there's only Rishas in the Zoom?
No, but here you are. This is the biggest kliyas you could possibly make. Because you even sent out invitations from before that everyone should come to this place at this time. No, of course you're eating together. You're all together. You had in mind to send it. It's not like this happenstance that people, I'm in the cafeteria and I see a friend of mine and we happen to be here together, so we'll sit together. Here you were koveya. It's the biggest kviyas. So I don't know, emotions, you can't, you know, whatever. But I'm just saying, I find this far to be very difficult. But again, I still feel you could leave Rav Avadia is a different story. He once told me Yosef Omitz, but so when you can only make a tanai, you can't make a tanai against the reality. And so, like, this is a table on Manas that it rains. You know, it's a table whether it rains tomorrow or doesn't rain tomorrow. So this I did a Maisa Chalitza, so I'll Manas. But by Kedushin, the Nafshava is what's plus the action is what's creating the Kedushin. So then you can make, so you need my machshava, it's part of the chalos of what's going on. So then you can make a several chayim, and that's, I think, this idea. So that's the thing over here. He says it's not so pashut that you can make a tanai on a mitzvah. And then he says, but you see this halacha by Sfira, that's page 31 at the bottom. His name was a Mokum Iyun, because of the din of Sfira.
It's Mila Ba'alma. It's the whole thing is Kabbalah. So unless you want to talk, it's not
general. So he says, maybe since if you hold mitzvah svichas kavana, so yichavim b'libo im eskor b'layla inani mechavim, and then you make it, and the kavana is out tonight because if you hold mitzvah svichas kavana. But that's not so pashut because we all assume that normally by dinim the rabbanan mitzvah say svichas kavana. So then svir is like chalitza, that it's just the action, either the action or the speech. But my counting is ala tanai, I count it. It's metzias. My counting is only if you hold mitzvah shrichas kavana, so then you can say I'm only mechavim for the years if it's the right zman. If it's not the right zman, no. So to say that the whole reason of Rashi is tanai is also a little, and he never says it. That he basically said, so you could learn that way. You could. That's one of the ways of learning that Rashi meant to say that I did it ala tanai. And my tanai is if this is this man, so it'll be good. But clearly the better man is later. So then, if I remember, I'll say it again. But the chiddush of Rashi is that you're making a bracha later. That's the point. You want to count again later. Hey, but you want to make a bracha later.
What do you do with the shtick
every day that does matzahs chatzos? So that's the Avni Nezer's thing, and that's a big chiddush. So the Avni Nezer held you can make the. You can have the Afikom and Allah tonight. Okay, the Avni Nezer said it.
But this is the Afikom, or it's just a piece of matzah?
It's
something to do with the
matzah. Is this the Afikom? Yeah, is this
just a piece of matzah, or is it the Afikom?
It's 10 minutes left to Shkia, yeah. And I didn't have the meal. So it's a chatzos, rather. So the Avni Nezer says, so you'll eat a piece of matzah l'shem Afikom. And his sheet is that once chatzos passes, you're allowed to eat according to the shita that only according to the shita that the matzah is still chatzos is so then is mutter after chatzos. But that's also a chiddush. Avni Nezer is a chiddush al gabi chiddush. So the best thing is not to say too many verkwach and to just finish before chatzos and not to put yourself into a situation where it's 5 minutes before chatzos and you didn't even start the meal. That's my another
shit.
So Yudah Chassid, so that's why you say Shreinish Anach Mashkimim, because maybe, but that's also, it's not, at least it's not a bracha. Right. Okay, but this is mamash the bracha. To say it, count it, and then count again. And then the Rashba, they ask the Rashba, hey, what's this thing with Rashi? He says, so you see the Rashba says, Lo yadati ana kasa Rashi zal. I don't know, page 16. Should Rashba say Reish Lamed Hey? He said, I don't know. Ani Tama Imar Maharav Zal. I don't believe it. And someone else said it in his name, so they were like slandering him, you know, meaning they were saying things in his name. But Lemaisa, every Sefer Rashi has this quote. So, I mean, the Rashba didn't have the goddess in the library. That's the answer. So he didn't have the Sefer Ora, the Shibboleth HaLecha, the Machzor Victory. Every Sefer has it. So, to me, I think it's a good evidence that Rashi did this practice. I'll tell you a story. He says, we don't have Rashi's sign of signature on this psak. You know, there's a famous Truvas Aram. Rav Soloveitchik has this famous word. He likes to say, Rav Shechter said over, that if a woman that does a mitzvah sesesh as my grandma, so she gets scar because she did a mitzvah. She's not mitzvah, but she did a mitzvah. But because she's a Jew, she's a full Jew, she's just potter from certain mitzvahs, but if she decides to do it, even though I'm not convinced, but that's what he says. That's what he says. But an Eved Kanani is a goy, that was misguided to be an Eved Kanani, and it's guided mitzvahs ke'isha. So like the Rambam says, he was Yotze from Klal Akum, but he's not a full Jew yet, so he's a mitzvah. So he's only a yid, legabe certain mitzvahs, and legabe other mitzvahs, he's a goy. So if he decides to do a mitzvah, says has my grandma, so there Rav Soloveitchik said that he won't get a mitzvah. Because a woman is a Jew, legabe all the mitzvahs. She takes the lulav, She's a Jew legabe all the mitzvahs, but Eved Kanani only was misgaya and legabe to be like an Eved, and an Eved is only chayv mitzvahs keisha, so it's different than. So that's what he said. So Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, Rav Shachzerov raised his hand in cheer, and he said, but the Rambam writes beferish that if a goy does a mitzvah, he gets schar. So the truth is a Rambam. So then, what are you telling me that she won't get scar because she's a ruling goy? But even a goy gets scar. So the Rambam, so Rav Soloveitchik answered the same thing that the Rashba says. Lash made the Rambam possible. See, the Truvas Rambam wasn't part of his Masorah, Rav Soloveitchik. Mishnah Torah. Truvas Rambam was not part of his Masorah. So something in the Truvas Rambam that's against his Ishtikal Torah. He's not going to lose sleep over it. Because the Truvas Rambam, Rav Kapach also, he was how strong do you treat the Truvas Rambam?
That he could have written better defense of
Rambam. Really,
the two
people think it wasn't written by him, or
the Chubot,
or they're like,
yeah, so
they
think
that
maybe
it's not brought the Sora. So even if you tell me Rambam wrote the whole thing,
well, they questioned the veracity. So one day in the Gottesman Library, I mustered up courage that the Rav Son, Dr. Chaim Soloveitchik, was there. And you know, so I got over him and said, you know, what's your opinion of the Truvas? You know, you never know how he's going to react to it. what's your? So he says, yeah, I have no reason to doubt the authenticity of the Truvas Rambam. He said, and he said, what about your father? My father knew the ones that the Kesef Mishnah quoted.
Igeris, what is it? Igeris of Tayman or something like that. It's no question. As well, I should have said there is question.
So, but a lot of Piskei Halacha that we have today is from the Chuvas Rashba, Rambam. Yeah. So even though when you read the Chuvas Rambam and you read the Mishnah Torah, you feel you're reading two different people. You know, it was written in a different style. You know, but Lameisa, he says, so, but Rav Soloveitchik, he had his things, and if it wasn't within his Mesorah, like the Meiri, like Rav Shech said, the Meiri, if someone would ask him from the Meiri, he would machshiv that question. You know, the Meiri said, okay, so, as was, I feel a different approach. But so that's what he said. Lashme. So the Rashba wants to deny. He doesn't believe that that this whole story with Rashi is true. But I believe it's true because I'm not arguing with the Rashba. But all the Sifrei Rashi, it's quoted. It's not one time, two times, three times. So the question is, we have to answer the kash. How does it work? So Rav Soloveitchik's mahalach was to say that there's two halachas. There's the mitzvah sphere and then the counting. So even if you're not yotzei the mitzvah, but still you counted and it's considered, and you didn't lose the continuity of the counting. So that's what the famous thing he said: a person's an oinin chas v'shalom. He's not allowed to do mitzvahs. He can still count sphere, not b'toras the mitzvah, but b'toras the count. So this way he'll be able to count, and continue counting afterwards. But, and this fellow from Babov, he has the same thing, and that's what he writes. He was machaving to what Rav Soloveitchik said, page 26. Then was shosovim rodyom ein ma'aseh mitzvah shel sfira, kol mokom yesh to'elus b'sfira zu kadei l'hachil al hayom shem shel yom sofer. On page 26. This is one of the Torah Germans called Eitz Chaim from Babov. It was Machaber. Rav Soloveitchik has it here on page. Unless he's saying that, and Bojom should be at least Plag Mincha, I think. I was thinking, I always like to rethink old issues in the new way. Let me throw the following svara out. Is it shy to say that that if you count sfira, then it's plag mincha. So plag mincha, like Reverend Willig was put out, the Loshna Meiri, srach laila. It's a shemitz of laila. So maybe the word is that if you count, so it's within the zman of Srach Laila, but if you count later on, that's Vaday Laila, so then you're doing it even more l'chatchila, and then you could even make a bracha. So questions, if you do it, this is the famous question, if you did a mitzvah, say maybe it's b'diyeh, then you do it again, l'chatchila. Do we say that, but you were Yotzei Rei, so this is the famous Shaila Reb Chaim Brisker, right? That they said to Reb Chaim, if you have two esrogim.
Yes, right.
One is Mehudah Sheba Mehudah, but it might be possible. And the other one is not Mehudah at all, but it's Vadei Kasha. Which should you take first? So Reb Chaim, I don't open this up in my Sefer Minhagim. So Reb Chaim said that you should take the one that's maybe possible first. Because if it's kosher, then it's mehudah. But if you take the one that's vadei kosher first, but it's not mehudah, then you were yotzei. So then you're not being able to do hither on. So that's a question of hither. But maybe if you say something that's whether it's not a question of hiddur, it's a question of lachatchila b'di'evad, and you did something b'di'evad, maybe try to do something again, and it'll be lechatchila. And then you can even make a bracha. And so even though it could be you definitely yotze b'dieved, say, but if you do it again, so it could be yotze lechatchila. I mean, that's what it's mashma in the Tosfos, that you yotze lechatchila. But within Shitas Rashi, it could be he held that it was b'dieved, and therefore he didn't want to. And it's b'dieved because maybe plag milch is not really lilas. Plag milch is yom gomer, right? It's yom gomer plag milch. So we make Gabi the rabbanans, but maybe that's considered like a b'dieved, according to Rashi. So maybe he held that if I'm going to do it later. So I'm yotze because it's still, you know, in the zman that you can do the rabbanans, but maybe I want to say svara that no tonight. That's not that he made it tonight. I want to say that when you do it again and offer meula, since it might have been a b'dieved the first time, you could still do the mitzvah a second time and make a bracha on it.
No, that's
he's saying that's not the rule. It's contrary. Right. In other words, the first thing you made, he didn't want to make. That was just interesting. The early thing by Plag Mincha, he didn't want to do. He didn't want to make a bracha because he held that maybe he's not even yotze. Maybe he's choshish also the shittas that it's the raisas. So he didn't want to do it. So he'll do it. And then, you know, there'll still be shittas that are mamash yotzik. Still shittas are mamash yotzik. So he did it. Because he was afraid that when he gets home, he might forget. So he definitely got it in. But regarding the bracha, he didn't want to go as far with the bracha. But later on, he made the bracha. And he wasn't worried about bracha levatola when he did it the second time. Because he was worried about bracha levatola to count the first time. But the second time when he counted, I'm sure many times Rashi remembered. You know, they say, I was like, my son was in Eretz Yisrael. I took him to the yeshiva. I took him. He came back with a sefer from Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Havhogis from Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Very nice sefer. There's different Havhogis. I think it says once that he started saying L'chuna I forget. I don't want to say it. Maybe I'll say it tomorrow because I don't want to misquote it. But so I'm sure Rashi most nights remembered to say, I trust Rashi. He probably, you know, Rashi was a good person. You know, he's good man. I'm sure Rashi, you know, he probably did it. Right. But so most nights he said it already, and now he's saying it's like that he made a bracha the second time. So if you were to say like Rabbi Levi was saying at that first day that it was all tonight, you could say that. But then you have to say that it's totally like Don Yontif says that you hold mitzvah shlichus kavan even by the rabbanon that the tonight is on the kavan because you can't have a tonight if there's no, what's the tonight? The tonight is on the kavan. It was if I did the mitzvah, it's like chalitza. You can't make a tonight. You did the chalitza. We make a t'nai in Chalitza. I can't make a t'nai. That's why I say with Rav Moshe. It was bothering me. It's bothered me for years. I make a t'nai but I have kavana shalolit starif. You're eating there. You're drinking there. You're with everybody, but I'm not mitzvah. You are mitzvah. You're there. It's mitzvah. So that always bothered me, this Rav Moshe. Again, I still think he could leave early.
When we talk about words, we have this issue with the chazan counting the sphere and the chazan saying the bracha of halel and all that.
Yeah.
So people say that kavana not kiyotze, and it's nothing. That's because it's nothing but words.
But it's kavana.
So you see, if they are correct that you can do this.
The Maisa, the Pashas is everyone should be yotze with the bracha of the Shliach Tzibur. But we don't do that. No one does that. You do that? Okay. You're You're a yachid.
I know I am.
Most people. I know. Well, let me ask you another
they
question.
They don't say the bracha and they say themselves again. The Rav has a piece
of. But let me ask you a question. And halal on halal, do you say the omen to the chaz bracha and then start saying halal, or do you say your own bracha?
I don't say them. I just use the bracha.
All halals.
Oh, both shalom and chaz.
Wow, so you're unique.
Yeah, I may be. Just seems to be the logical
thing. Wow, you should tell Rabbi Marcus Shlita about your Haggis. Yeah, that could be a good conversation for the table. And let me ask you a question.
Most people do is they have a kavanah not to be yotzei
b'chazan. Right.
So if it's something, you know, why is that?
But then they haven't kavanah shalom yotzeis. But they're not making a tanah. In other words, this is a tanah. Maybe I want it. You know, maybe I don't want it. I forget that I want it. So then a tanah is different than just having kavanah l'chalutin shalom.
If you've done spiritual, a bunch of losses wouldn't be, don't say, I want to raise that. Things I did for losses in the sinning is tonight because
it's. So if you're saying tonight, you're saying that, if I remember, suppose the people like Rabbi Levi, based on that first heresy, say that Rashi basically had in mind a tonight every night. That if, you know, I'm counting now, and if I don't remember later, this is my counting. If I remember later, I'm going to use the other counting and I'm going to make a bracha later.
It's not the same thing as saying I'm counting
But you're making a tanakh that if I remember later that I want kavanah shel olotzes on the original counting, because if that original counting counts, then how can I count the second time and make a bracha? It'll be a bracha of atal. Rashi was worried about the bracha of atal for the first counting, but the second counting. He was okay. And I told you, I assume Rashi Rov Pahmim remembered.
So
maybe the first counting was the Evadika counting. And then the second counting is Chathiva Dika counting. And he felt that even though there's still a concept of doing a mitzvah l'chadchili, even though after you did it with a bracha. With a bracha. Look at my sefer. No, see, Rav Chaim is talking about the hiddur, whether you did it. There's another discussion I think I have there about l'chadchili versus b'di'evet. In other words, if somebody's not in the hudur, then it's still could be l'chadchili. But this discussion, if you do something that's maybe b'di'evet or on a lower level, and then you do it again the second time, for sure on a higher level, so maybe you could. I'm not saying for sure. I always like to rethink new mahalchim to the old questions. Yehuda.
According to Rashi, why can't you tell someone the date? Is he making conditions not be able to get stuff at the right time? So that's in the day, just so that they know what to count. Why can't they do that from the Rashi? That's saying proper when you're saying no.
So what do you want Rashi to do? Rashi's coming to this. He's coming to the early minute. Rashi's coming to the early minute. So and then they were counting. So he counted with them.
Why can't you apply Rashi to someone that's not necessarily really mean, just counting here in general? That's someone asks you the day, and you say you're not supposed to say the day, and so you say bracha. Or the Rashi says the day without bracha, then makes the bracha later. So how do you, Rashi says you don't lose out on making bracha then, why can't you write it to lose the bracha? If you say the day, but you know, you might go on the yotzer, you just want to tell them the day, but the yotzer is going to make the bracha.
Can you tell somebody what day it is Kavanah Shel Olotzes? You say what day is it, and I say today's the 22nd day, and I have Kavanah not to be Yotze.
Yeah, no.
So he's saying, according to Rashi, it's work.
Oh, that did in Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, you have Kavanah Shel Olotzes. Yeah. Okay,
yeah, there's the difference between the Tanai and Kavanah Shel Olotzes. I don't think it's the same thing.
Right, because
tonight, you take like same works.
Because tonight you want it maybe to work for you. You're not saying here to tell what day it is. You, for sure, you don't want it because you didn't count yet. Okay, so that's what I wanted to. I wanted to discuss this. This Rashi and this, it's an interesting, because usually most people who don't, usually most shuls, either they don't count at all till the Zman, or they count with a bracha because they're so mechan on the sheet, because it says in Shulchan Aruch that you can count. You can count. He says, the doctor can wait till tzeis, but it says, it's not sure the Ikra Din, it's Shkia. Ikra Din is Shkia. It depends what time. I mean, it's
sorry, before 6.
Before
yeah, at 7:05.
So it depends where you hold. You know, for a lot of people, I think that might forget. I remember once Rav Stav was here for. A Shabbos, so we were discussing this, and he was very into people counting right then. If it was already this much, your staff was into that. But and some people, you know, they won't count until whatever the Zman on the Luach is. If it's not going to be, if it's 2 minutes before that Zman, they're not going to budge from Vashtet and the Luach, you know, that. But I just want to throw out another.
I think Rabbi Kotler said 72 minutes.
You know, it's interesting that there's a Shitas Rashi, I think he hails by Lulav and Esrog, that if you take Lulav and Esrog throughout the day, more than one time, I believe, if not, I have to check it, but there's a discussion whether you can make another bracha again and again and again, because maybe there's a Kiyam Mitzvah, you know, each time you take it. Most would say, you were Yotzei Rebbe. But here you were vade yotzei, but there might be an still a chatchila, like the Anshei Yerushalayim, they would carry it the whole day. So when I saw that, I was thinking about that other Rashi, putting it together with this Rashi, it might not be exactly the same, but it was just those two things were,
Rav Simon, doesn't the Gemara say?
A Ferrari?
Yeah, the Gemara says Kevin de Agbe Nafakbe.
Okay, I like to get everyone's input. Okay.
Does everything that thought about the Rashi's proper about it not being like that day yet? The Rashi is made on the
Sabbath. Yeah, so the Rashi was saying, it was if you count it for the Plat Mincha, it's not, say it's that night is 6, and you say 6 by Plat Mincha, but it's definitely 5 yet. It's yeah. So you have to say for it's Plag Mincha. In other words, Rabbi Alter saying it. Before Plag Mincha, he doesn't think Rashi could say such a thing.
There's no
Shita
before.
If you forgot the count, no Shita,
I don't like used to the word no Shita. Because you never know. It was a truth in the, you have to look at the truth in the Kajgok. Somebody printed a calendar. And he had this month had Lachas Neir Shabbos, and it was too early. It was before Plag Mincha. And the question was, does he have to reprint the calendar? Because everyone's going to light. And he was making this, and he can leave it. He'll leave it. And then you have to look at the first Trumas Hadeshen. It says that they used to daven very early. The question is, how early was that very early that they used to daven and take a walk around the Danube River and it was still, they come home and it was still light outside? Was it before Plag or was it was it after Plag? That's the question. Okay, but it's just something to think about. This Rashi and this Rashi, you know, Rashba and the Oreb Yotif, and put it all together, it gives you food for thought. But I like your Hanhag. I hold your Hanhag is right, even though I don't do it.
It's also an issue, I think, of Barov
Hanhag. No, exactly. It is. Barov Hanhag is better. That's what you should do.
And whole thing's hollow is
right. And what do you do at the end of hollow also?
No.
Because then you don't know, he doesn't always hear it. Well,
the first is you can hear the
chalice. Right, exactly. Haluch, you hear because all Yaluch Hashem, you know. Yeah. Yeah. Right, but Baruch Hashem, but Tishbachos. But then you don't know when he's going to get up to that, you know. But okay, I this is a new hanhaga, but I like what you're saying, and I really think you're right. Even though Lulay did the Stafina,
yeah.
You know the Shalach Hodesh writes that he thinks. And you tell me what you do on Leil Yom Kippur. He thinks when the Chazan says Shachianu, you should just answer Amen. You shouldn't make your own Shachianu.
Most people just
answer me. I don't know. I'd say most people make their own. Most people make their own Shachianu.
Yes.
Their own show, yeah. But the Shalah says he thinks it's better than most people to answer Amen. But,
in general, I believe
we're
all on my personal.
I also do. That's why when someone comes to my house Friday night, I don't give them the courtesy that they can make Kiddush if you want. No, I make Kiddush. Unless they really, you know, beg me, you know.
Come and say, oh, I mean,
that's different.
But so, yeah, Hasidic community.
It's not a stereotype to very much have a smell of
it. Whatever, it's a question. Maybe it is, maybe it is. Yeah. But I don't give them the option. I don't give them the courtesy. I don't give them the courtesy so that they could make their own Kiddush. Unless they really, when they came late. Yeah. Okay. Tomorrow's the last day before Shavuot, so we're going to have a new shiur. I always like to make the new packets, not just use over there, about a new approach about milchiks on Shavuot, but about milking the cow on Shavuot to have macholei cholof. And what's the halacha of that? People don't. I don't see too many people discuss it. Too many people didn't know this. But milking, there's a whole discussion in the poskim about milking cows on Yontif.
And is that the Shavuos that makes it happen?
Yeah, because Shavuos is the time when people want to have milk on Yontif. Okay, milking the cows. That's the. Milking the cows on Yontif.
There's one more thing. I'm sorry, I came late. I was teaching, but we saw that Rebbe was wearing a skull from a certain photograph a few weeks ago. So some of the Tamidim, on behalf of all the Tamidim, we wanted to show Karzato for when you just so we got you this this canvas of this photo.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
Just show it to everybody on the. From the Zoom.
Okay, thank you.
And this will have all your Talmidim.
Okay, thank you. Right.
Thank you.
Okay. Ellie, who are you? I just want to meet you. Ellie Cooperman.
Shalom Aleichem.
Shalom Aleichem.
I'm new to the shir.
I can't hear you.
I'm new to the shir.
You're muted.
We're
going to unmute you in a second.
Can't unmute yourself?
No, I'm unmuted.
Yeah. Now, Chai.
Ellie?
Hello.
Hi, Shalom Aleichem. You are?
I figured I'd try the show out for June's month. Nothing.
Okay, you're more than welcome. Where are you from?
I'm from the Teaneck area.
Okay, welcome. So we have Shia tomorrow, Bez Hashem, 11 o'clock.
Perfect. Sounds good.
You have a Ferrari?
What? What was that he showed there on the Zoom? Something, he showed something on the Zoom.
Showed a picture of who was it? Rav Moshe Shatzkis and the Rav. And,
oh, that picture that they, okay, yeah, that picture, yeah.
Okay, thank you, thank you.
We,
yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll see you tomorrow. But okay. I need your help for a second. Well,
point that you were saying, it seemed Rashi was kind of suffering from the first time when he's not sure if he's being good say.
Yeah, he was counting but tonight.
You're saying he's counting but
tonight. That's what Rabbi Levi was.
No, I was asking what was your third approach, right?
That he was, no, he was Vadai, and then. But it was a bidyevet, so then he was counting again.
Where did you see if you just stress that?
Take a look in the Minhagim Sefer about. I'll show you. You come to my house now. You help me with something. How you doing? Okay, nice to meet you. Rav Lavi. That's okay.